C-64. Tech Italia News Studio, Milan, Italy. In a small Italian news studio, an experienced host was putting viewers' questions to the spokesperson for a speculative research division, which was one of many to have recently been consolidated into Fiori Frontieri. This spokesperson, Natalia Ricci, had been with Timo for a long time and was authorized to talk about whatever came up. Natalia was far more corporate and far less maverick in style than Emma Ford, but when it came to choosing people to hold down the Ford in Italy when he was out of reach, a safe pair of hands was exactly what Timo wanted. Despite the ostensibly tech-based nature of this weekly show, almost all of the viewers' questions put to Natalia so far had related to the content of the plaques Timo intended to send into space inside the reciprocity probe. Having paid careful attention to the heated social discussions regarding the probe, Natalia was ready for these questions and included all manner of detailed data points in her answers. She also mentioned some of the early crowdsourced ideas which had been voted to the top of the to-be-considered list, including images of things like full sports stadiums and people with companion animals. "But as Timo made quite clear," she said, "our focus is very much on the goal of establishing a reliable means of contact by including instructional materials relating to radio communications and things of a similar nature."
"And am I right in saying that Mr. Fiori is ultimately involved in every decision made on these matters?" the host asked. Natalia paused to choose her words carefully.
"Timo is more hands-on than most people think," she said. "But Fiori Frontieri is not a one-man show. He has put structures in place to streamline previously cumbersome interdepartmental cooperation, and he has certainly never been stubborn in the face of advice from those he trusts. Timo would be the first to tell you that his most valuable contribution to space-related technological development by far is not his direct personal involvement, but rather the incredible levels of funding he provides."
The host nodded. "And speaking of people he trusts, can you confirm whether there is any truth in the reports we're receiving that Mr. Fiori has recruited Emma Ford to assist him with his imminent appearance on Focus 2020, and also to deal with the social media storm which has surrounded his comments during..."
"Manufactured outrage," Natalia interrupted. "Low-level analysis has strongly hinted that the breeze you call a storm was started by GSC staff, but Timo has since told the people who were looking into that to forget about it. These tactics don't work anymore, so at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter who was behind it. Although, again, for the record, the data I've seen suggests that those responsible were almost certainly GSC employees working under direct orders from Chairman Godfrey."
"And as for the rumors regarding Emma Ford?" the host prodded. Natalia smiled slightly.
"Chairman Godfrey is flying to New York with a plane full of expensive advisors and spin doctors. Is anyone asking him about them?"
"We'll take that as a yes," the host said. "And unfortunately, that's all we have time for. Our thanks again go to Natalia Ricci from Fiori Frontieri. Thanks for joining us, Natalia."
"My pleasure," Natalia replied, satisfied with her performance. "And don't forget to watch the panel tomorrow night. I get the feeling that 5 planes full of advisors couldn't save Chairman Godfrey from the truths that are coming his way."